Hello.
Hey, what's going on? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hey Dennis. Yes, I got your message, your email. Well, in the trucking business, I know that we have permits and those operating numbers,
Oh, you're in the
license.
state of Texas, huh?
No,
Oh,
we're
you're in
in the state of
California. Okay.
California.
Okay. I know the state of Texas, for example, does not require a business license, but I think California does. What I'm trying to do is show that Robert, at a minimum, has experience as a truck driver. And the only way to do that is provide some sort of documentation, like maybe an old tax return or old business license. I did get a filing number for the assumed name or fictitious name filing with Los Angeles County yesterday, but it only goes back so many years.
Really,
So I don't know
yeah,
if you
you've
guys
been
have a
having
copy of
that
that or not.
of what of the
It's called a fictitious name filing, and
oh
he had
yeah,
a.
we
Yeah, do you
have
have a
that.
copy of that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, if you have that for the previous business, I can use
Yeah.
that for the time of business, and then just relate the two. Because my goal is to, because right now you're going to be looked at as a startup business, and I'd like for them not to do that because startup pricing is obviously quite a bit higher. It's looked at a higher risk, so to be able to prove that he's been in business. He just added you on now, back in March. But he's got, 13 years of experience, then that really helps out
Is
with underwriting purposes.
it easier to do it just on him, with him?
It really would, to be honest with you.
Yeah, let's just do that. I mean, I wanted to do it just because I was going to do the payment, and I was going to take over that truck. And he's like,
Okay.
"Well, just no." But if it's easier, he's like, "It doesn't matter. Whatever's easier, works like that." I just wanted to put my name in it, but if I know I just have a bankruptcy, I just had a bankruptcy.
Yeah, that'll play a huge factor. I mean, and not to say that it's going to be an issue a couple of years down the road, definitely keep my number and my information, and whenever you want to add another vehicle with you on it after 2 years, I'm sure you've been told by your attorney and everybody how to establish your credit between now and then.
Right.
I'm no lawyer, I'm no anything, but I know quite a bit about credit, and all I can tell you is that if once you establish it, just on any credit cards, just don't go over 30% of the maximum lending amount. So it's kind of cheesy, but for example, if your credit limit's only $300, which it might be once you first start establishing your credit after bankruptcy, I had one back in
That's what I have.
2004. Okay, yeah, exactly. Well, I had one back in 2004, so I know quite a bit about it. So for example, that's only $90. So you might want to fill your car up with gas twice with that credit card and don't use it again for that month. You know what I mean? And then just pay it off. Don't go above 30%. On any line of credit or any credit cards or anything like that you have, whether it be like a JCPenney's card or Macy's card or whatever it is, that's really going to help out. And I don't know if you plan on purchasing a new car or a used car or something. Obviously that'll help out as well.
I
If you're
just bought a
able to,
car too.
okay, well, if you're able to pay that off a little bit early, that's going to help out as well. And then if you do that for about a year or two, the bankruptcy, you'll have reestablished your credit at that point after the bankruptcy. And it'll be a huge difference. Yeah, your credit score will probably be in the high 600s. Yeah, like I said, just don't go over above 30% on any credit cards. And like I said, this is my disclaimer is I'm not an attorney. I just know a lot about credit. I've been doing this for a long time, so I've seen every credit report you can imagine, and I've dealt with a bankruptcy myself in the past, so I kind of know the ins and outs of it. But that's really kind of a rule of thumb. It's pretty simple. Check your credit every few months or so. If you go to a doctor or something like that, sometimes they'll actually send you to collections for a medical bill, and you won't even know it. They won't even send a bill to you. They'll just put you in collections, and you don't even know about it. So sometimes that'll pop up. And if you want me to pull your credit from time to time, there's a lot of free services out there. But if you want me to check, I can do that for you. And
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because right now my credit score when I first did my bracket was like a 5, below 5, and right
yeah.
now it went all the way to 669. I was like,
Yeah,
whoa,
it's because they wiped out all your debt and everything. So yeah, I mean, you should be able to maintain it at where it's at as long as you do what I've said. Basically, just don't go above 30% on any credit cards. Pay your car off early, and you'll reestablish your credit in no time. And we can rehash. We can relook into adding you to the loan. We can look into it now if you want to, but it's going to be a lot easier. It's going to be a lot better rate if we just do it underneath your dad's name right now.
Yeah, I'm just being worried about the interest. Like, the interest is the major factor right now.
It'll be a much better interest rate for just your dad, just to let you know.
Okay, let's just do that then. they're
okay. So what I need then? What was your dad's business name?
Prior or now?
Prior, the one that I can use for 13 years time in business.
It's R Board. When he first started the business, was R Board Trucking. That's it. And then he changed it, and then he had the R Borgia and Daughter Trucking, and that was for years. That he had that more than 10 years. So recently he changed it to R Borgia again, but he added the corporation, the INC.
Okay.
Yeah, incorporated. And so that's the prior was the R Borgia and Daughter Trucking.
Gotcha. Okay. Was that a sole proprietorship or LLC or corporation? How did he file that?
The first two were just him, sole partnership.
Okay.
And then the last one is corporation.
Well, whatever the fictitious name filing that you have or whatever you have out there, let's use that. If you can get that over to me.
Yeah, and, I'll send that to you.
Yeah, and then I just need to get a quote for the truck. Okay, awesome. And then if you can get an invoice or a quote for the truck, that's all I really need.
Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot to call Daniel. Okay, I'll call Daniel right now to speak and ask him for a copy of that.
Okay, awesome. That sounds good.
I appreciate it so much.
You too. Yep, not a problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.